In Haiti, 4 months after the earthquake, there are more signs of life returning to normal. Each morning, the streets are again filled with children wearing school uniforms. Reopening the classrooms was a huge challenge. Many schools were destroyed. Others were quickly occupied by people who'd lost their homes and had nowhere else to live. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports from Port-au-Prince that the government has been constructing simple wood frame classrooms until more permanent schools can be built.
A group of fourth grade boys are racing each other across the cement basketball court of the Saint Jean L'Evangeliste School in the Turgot section of Port-au-Prince. One boy does cartwheels. They yell, they laugh, they shove each other. 4 months ago, their school collapsed in ruins on this same site. Almost all the debris from the previous building is gone. There's still some shattered cinder blocks that have been tossed to the edge of the lot. Now classrooms of plywood walls and corrugated metal roofs stretch to the back of the property. The principal of the school, Father Nelson Augustine, says they used to have 29 classrooms, a library with 5,000 books, an auditorium, a computer lab. Now all they have are the simple classrooms with rows of desks facing a single blackboard. But he says the reopening of his school in mid-April has been a huge blessing.
Their
kids, Father Augustine says, so they have a big capacity to jump quickly from happiness to sadness. We have a lot of kids themselves who were victims, kids who were under the rubble or their parents were under the rubble, even kids who lost their parents. Father Augustine says the biggest problem facing the school right now is that families can't afford the roughly $50 a month in tuition. Parents have lost their homes, their jobs, oftentimes all their savings. He says the school cut the tuition by 25%, but still, many people are struggling to pay. The Inter-American Development Bank has given $6 million to build 50 schools like this one. Some are finished, others are still under construction. Most will be in Port-au-Prince. When finished, the temporary schools will provide classrooms for 65,000 kids. Father Lincoln Arnaud at Saint Jean L'Evangeliste says the lightweight walls are actually reassuring to many students who are still traumatized from the earthquake.
Definitely, those children feel much safer, including the staff as well that's operating it. They feel safer that the big concrete wall is not going to collapse on them.
Eventually, the school will be rebuilt with solid walls, but even the principal has no idea how long it will take to find the money and resources to do that. The school operates in two shifts, with primary school in the morning and the secondary, or high school, in the afternoon. At 1 p.m., parents stream onto the grounds to pick up their young children. Abigail Toussaint has come to collect her six-year-old, Uri.
Oui, moi content parce que il était traumatisé.
Toussaint says she's happy to have her son back in school. They live in a tent with 22 other people. She says for weeks on end, Uri was bored and starting to misbehave. He was always asking her why they couldn't rent a real home. She had to keep explaining that houses across Port-au-Prince were destroyed and there aren't even any left to rent. Toussaint adds that one of the hardest things right now is that there's no privacy in the tent. If you want privacy, she says, you close your eyes and go to sleep. She says that except for not having a home, things are returning to normal. And especially for her son Uri, the reopening of school is a big part of making their daily lives feel like they're getting back on track. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.